hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, look, we're well into our 29th year here doing the show. Believe it or not, we've been doing some crazy stuff. I can't believe I didn't have Pete from Scuba Board on our anniversary show. So I figured, hey, what better time to reach out to my old buddy than today? So, Pete, welcome. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing incredibly excellent. And by the way, I think there's a little gray around your eyebrows.
No, no, that's platinum blonde. I bleach my hair platinum blonde. And, you know, people mistaken it for gray.
Of course you do.
If you want to refer to me as the Silver Fox, okay, fine. That's fine. But yeah, platinum blonde, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Anywho, you know, I hope Easter treated you well last week and you got, you know, one of those hot honey filled chocolate bunnies in your Easter basket. You know what I mean? We debuted, I sent one to you. Have you been into your chocolate bunny yet?
I have not.
Well, just know. It's filled with hot honey that's pressurized like a scuba tank. So be careful when you do because it'll burst that hot honey into your mouth.
So it's a funny bunny.
It could be, but hopefully it's pretty tasty.
A funny bunny with no money.
Yes, but we're deciding if we're going to carry these into a thing year-round with hot honey-filled chocolate scuba tanks.
I'm sure you'll have them hopping off the shelves.
Okay, there it is. There's the first bad pun of the interview. But that's just what Pete from Scuba Board does. God bless him for it. So I know you've been doing a lot of crazy stuff as always. And maybe we'll talk about some of the things you've been doing recently. But I know you got a trip coming up or something. Planned for what, June? Is that when it is
June,
or what?
Middle, late June, we're going to Dominican Republic. There's still time to hop on if you'd like.
Yeah.
You know, we sell our trips at wholesale. So usually a really good time is had by all and cheaply.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Dominican Republic, it can, you know, it's like an all-inclusive resort, I assume. Most of them are there,
it
right?
It is.
So you go there.
I can't tell you the name off.
Yeah.
Top of my head, because I can't remember it.
Well,
but
that's fine.
It's the first time we're going to this one. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's the first time we're going to the DR. So it should be really fun.
Yeah. So you fly into the Dominican Republic, go to the all-inclusive resort,
yep.
Hang out there, all your food and everything's included. And then you guys dive for what? Well, I've been down there for whale season. But I haven't been there just to dive the reefs, which I assume that's what you're doing, right?
Exactly what we're going to go do. We're going to dive the reefs and, you know, it's solid Caribbean diving. No matter where you go in the Caribbean, you're going to see pretty much the same species of fish and, varying amounts, but, it's a healthy reef. It's a good country. It's a safe country to be in. So we're looking to have fun.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely safe if you stay on the all-inclusive property too.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to, if you want to go explore, you can, you know, but.
And when you travel with a large group, there's safety in numbers, Greg.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
No one bothers us because they don't want to see me coming at them.
Right. Hey, what is that? A walking manatee? No, I'm kidding.
Exactly.
Nah, yeah, you know, that's the thing. A lot of times, some of the islands scare people away, but the DR is one of those unique areas where, yeah, they got some, you know, their PR isn't necessarily the best, but it is very possible to go there and have a great time and not get involved with the issues. All you have to do is get from the airport to the resort and you're fine. And even if you don't, I mean, you can explore and do a little thing. Just keep, and you know, your wits about you.
Yeah. At the airports.
Right.
So we're not at the behest of undesirables.
Correct. So it'll be good. And so that's happening in June. You have that coming up, huh?
It is.
And then
you know what happened last week?
Well, that's what I was going to say. What have you been doing lately?
Well, I just had the remnants of a tooth pulled. For those of you who have dental work, make sure the dentist seals it correctly.
Uh-oh.
Because I had my first cavity, and as I'm on my deco stop, my tooth exploded in my mouth.
That's not ideal.
It didn't hurt much. Pulling it out did.
Wow. Wait. So you got a cavity, you didn't know it, and you were diving, and the air pressure, when you went down and came back, that air pocket under the cavity exploded?
You almost had it right.
Yeah? What happened?
I had my first cavity.
Uh-huh.
I'm in my 60s, so it's good that it's my first cavity.
Mm-hmm.
He filled it, and apparently didn't fill it correctly, because when I did that first dive, it blew up.
It popped. Okay. You know, I've heard this. I have heard of these scenarios before. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I have not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's anything. You know, if you have an airspace, which sounds like that's what happened when they filled it up, there might have been just a slight little space between the filling and your tooth. And that little air pocket obviously did not like the pressure changes. And I bet there's an article on this at Divers Alert Network's page, to be honest. But I've heard about this.
Be told.
Yeah. But, I mean, is it something that, you know, once it happened, you went back and told the dentist, and you're like, God, I should have told him I was a diver before he did this in the first place. Not, I don't know if that would have made a difference, but what do you think?
I don't know how many times I told him I was. How do you not tell everyone
you're a
diver?
Yes.
I mean, exactly. It's worse than being a vegan. You know, I'm a dive instructor, you know.
Good point.
A gazillion times.
How do you know?
I was a diver.
Well, how do you know there's a diver in the room? He'll tell you. Right. He goes out with pilots.
And show you pictures. Uh-huh. Oh, and this is the eel I saw.
Exactly. So, I mean, what was the dentist's reaction when you went back in and said, "Hey, my tooth exploded, man"?
I didn't go to the same dentist.
Yeah. Okay. That's probably
it's not that I lost faith in him. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and so the new dentist, did he say he had seen this before, or this was kind of a new?
No.
Yeah, this was a new thing. I have heard of this, though. I mean, you know, when you think about the, you know, it's like anything. If you get an airspace, you're creating another airspace, you know, as far as a dive instructor and the physics of diving and all that kind of thing, it's pretty easy to understand how this could create a problem, you know?
Yeah. And this was my first, deco dive in a long time. You know, and it's,
so you were, again, you went pretty deep then on this one.
It was a 3-hour dive total with all the deco.
Okay. So how deep do you think you went on that dive?
Deeper than what we tell people to go.
Okay. You were doing one of those dives. Yeah.
It was a technical dive. It was deep enough.
So going down, in theory, how this would have worked is it would have, if there was a little gap in your tooth, you know, between the filling and the tooth, going down, the pressure would cause it to squeeze and get smaller, which shouldn't be a problem. But then as soon as it came back up, or maybe there,
it
or
pushed
what?
Air into the tooth.
Okay. All right.
As I went down, apparently.
Yeah.
And then when I went up,
it couldn't escape quick enough.
It sealed itself.
Yes, I see. All right.
Didn't allow the air back out.
So did you hear a pop, or was it, what was it like? I mean, I would imagine it wasn't very pleasant.
It wasn't unpleasant. It just all of a sudden, I like, what does that taste? It's like, I'm tasting blood. Then I said, something in my mouth. Yeah. Cause you know, you're breathing. I'm glad I didn't swallow the tooth.
So, you're like, hey, oh my God, that's my tooth. Oh geez. Hey, what a great story. I love this. And we're going to continue it with Pete from Scuba Board next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't forget to put that under your pillow, Pete. Come on.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.